Yo, and we back with another episode. It's the Shiesty Show. I'm your host, Matt. This is episode 31. We back. We live and direct. We just keep, this is 31 episodes, man. We over a year in with the podcast and keeping it going. I appreciate all the fans that like, support. I got over 1,000 followers. To me, that's a big milestone for my podcast and where it's come from. So appreciate all of you guys that listen and support, man. And, you know, I try to keep it real. It's real. I have my teams, you know, never been shy about talking about the teams I like, but I always try to show love and be factual and be a realist because my team ain't always going to be the best. But you know what? It's been fun. It's something I love to do. Just picked it up and feeling a little bit under the weather, but we're gonna have a good episode today, man. So stay tuned. It's the Shiesty Show. Let's get shiesty. First thing we want to talk about. Oh, March 8th, Francis versus Anthony Joshua. I'm excited about this one because one of my boys from work that I talk to a lot, he is all about John Jones, and I'm all about Francis. And, we go back and forth about it, but I really think that Francis, what he's done, been able to jump over and compete with the best heavyweight in the game like he did, really shows his skill. You know, it's not a lost cause that everyone knows he's the hardest puncher in the UFC, but also to show boxing skills and where you really had to throw your hands and learn that hand-to-hand combat, one aspect of boxing. I mean, one asset of just fighting, just using your hands. So it's a aspect of it is it's fun to watch. That's why I like boxing more. It's the sweet science. It's just learning one fighting technique, throwing your hands, and, you know, it's beautiful to watch. Like the Mayweathers. A lot of people say Mayweather was boring. But to me, if you really love boxing, I see Devin Haney is kind of like him. I see Shakur Stevenson coming along. He's kind of got that style, too, to dodge, duck, and really tee off on people. And that's definitely what a young Mayweather did. He did it a lot when he was older, a lot more defense, so people think it's a boring fight. But not everything's going to be knockouts. And if you really love boxing, you love the science of it. And for Francis to come over and do what he did and compete with one of the best heavyweights ever, possibly. You know, he's beat Klitschko easily. He beat Wilder fairly easily in one of those fights. So, you know, I think that he's cemented himself as one of the best. And for what he's done. But Francis to come in from UFC, you know, they said he was making $600,000 over there at UFC as the heavyweight champ, which I think is ridiculous. Excuse me, man, a little bit under the weather. But I think it's ridiculous. I think it's comical that Dana White's over here banging $100 hands and his fighters are not even clearing $1 million and you're the champion. If you're a heavyweight champ like that, like a Tyson or someone like that, and you're only getting $600,000, man, they talk about Don King being bad, right? But that's neither here nor there. I think Francis, if he can pull this off against Joshua, I really think that he's found a home in boxing. He's 37. But I think if he can pull it together here and beat Joshua, I think he'll really stun a lot of people. And I think he's come in and beaten the two heavyweights that are the biggest names possibly, other than Wilder, maybe Ruiz. But there's not really too many big heavyweights other than those top names right now. And if he can come in and compete with the best, which is Fury, and then come beat Joshua, which I think is probably, well, you got Usyk as well. So I'd put Joshua at 3 or 4 best heavyweight. If you can come in and do that in boxing, your first two fights, that will be really amazing. So I'm cheering for Francis. Do I think he'll win? My hopes are with Francis. He did good against Fury, but what I will say is I think Fury really underestimated. You know, Jake Paul's been beating his UFC guys, and I think Fury thought it was going to be that same type of fight, fairly easy. I heard he rarely trained for this fight. I'm not making no excuses. That's his fault. That's his fault. He didn't want to train. He didn't want to take it serious. He has no one else to blame but himself. So, you know, it is what it is. And he almost lost. He got embarrassed. So, but I definitely think Joshua was taking it more serious. He's gonna come with a better game plan. He's younger, you know, so more bounce, less not so the dad bod, but you know those big muscles do slow you down. So, you know, but I think he's gonna come in and he's gonna come in sharp, ready to compete. And I really want to see what Francis can do in this situation now that they know that he can be a threat. And he's coming for him, so we got to see what's going to happen there. With more news, we got the Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney fight coming up. Really excited about that one, man. I'm rocking with Ryan, but just the last couple days of what I've seen from him, it just, I don't know where you go from him. You can have all the money in the world and all that, but sometimes that doesn't matter, man. If you don't got the love for the sport, the love for the game, and you're more infatuated with social media status and celebrity, then you ain't gonna be good at the game. And I know LeBron came out and said something about that recently. You know, about these young guys in the game right now, caring about other things like cars and jewelry and stuff like that. I think that's kind of where the game is falling off. The intensity, the rivalries, you know, and I see Ryan like that too. I see Ryan chasing that. You know, some of these guys don't want to practice on the game. Some of these guys don't want to get in the gym. We saw what happened when you want to act like that. You'll turn into a Chavez Jr. and be a guy that everybody forgets because you didn't want to work hard and you wanted to party. Johnny Manziel lifestyle, you know. But I'm going for Ryan. If the fight gets there, I'm going for Ryan. It's not an easy fight at all. I always thought Devin Haney was one of the best. I do think he lost against Loma, or my honest opinion on that, but taking everything from there, coming to here, I do think he's the better fighter than Ryan. If Ryan can, he's not showing it right now, but if he can come in focused with a good game plan, you know, maybe make some things happen. But right now, the way this thing's going, him faking his death on social media, talk about he got his throat slit. It does not look good for him. It looks like he's kind of running from the competition, talking his way out of this fight, talking his way out of millions of dollars, which I don't understand, man. You got one job. You work out, you train to box. You box one night, and you walk away with millions of dollars. You know, training is what, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 2 months? And you can't pull it together for that long, man. It's just smoking weed. I love to smoke weed, but personally, that's not professional. I don't think he should have did that on live. You want to smoke weed after you work out? You want to smoke weed before you work out? I do both. You know, but I don't post it on social media, and I think Ryan, being a superstar, should know not to post it on social media. No, so that's just my thoughts with him, man. I don't know what's going on in that young man's head, but it's not looking good for this fight. But you know, April 20th, Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney. I want to see it. I hope it comes down to that, really getting in the ring. But like I said, I'm going for Ryan. But hopefully we even get the fight. I'm honest opinion, man. Hopefully we even get that fight. Like I said, Ryan faking his death, that was a little extreme to me. I thought maybe at first it could be possibly real. You know how they got Pop Smoke and some of these things that been going on in Beverly Hills with a lot of break-ins, a lot of things like that going on out there. It seemed like it could be realistic, but then he comes out and does a TMZ video that he's all right. They locked his cards and his account. Just proves more to the fact maybe there is some, he does need some help, but he says that he likes to troll. I've heard him say that plenty of times. So I don't know what it is, man, but I hope that he gets it together and he can come out and have a good showing against Devin Haney, because the fans deserve that one, man. So with that being said, let's see. Next on the list, we got to talk about the Cam Newton getting jumped at his football camp with a little bit more details coming out. They said that he was actually talking trash as well. But the videos I saw of the two dudes that he was throwing around was those guys were, like, pretty much shitting all over Cam that they could play quarterback better than him. And, you know, they were just being very disrespectful. So when I saw those two guys, I knew exactly who they were because I saw that video first. Then I saw the video of them fighting. And Cam, you know, Cam's a big dude, and he was able to fucking protect himself against all odds because they were coming after him, man. And my first thoughts of it is, you know, it sucks that you try to give back to your community and then your community don't appreciate you and want to fight you and beat you up at your own football camp that you're doing for young kids to have a chance to make it. I don't know. It just kind of rubbed me the wrong way with how they went about it and did that to him. Because I hear a lot of these guys like Ryan Clark and a lot of these guys that got podcasts now, I hear them talk about how pretty much how, like, Cam gets disrespected a lot at these camps and he finally probably had enough. And I honestly think that's what it was. These guys try to test. They try to jump up, put their hands on them. Once you try to put your hands on somebody, all bets are off, mayonnaise. No more talking. No more using your words and trying to defuse a situation. It is what it is. Cam held his own. It's a sad situation that he's probably still going to come back around and help out these kids. And this might not be the only time he ever gets disrespected again. It's a shame, man, that that happens to happen. You know, like what happened to Nipsey. Just some of these guys that are trying to do better for the community, and it just has to be one, man. One being jealous and envy and take a lot for the community. But you know, that's a sad situation. Hopefully Cam is all right. Everyone could just go their own ways. I know Cam's still gonna love the kids, so you know, more power to him, man. More power to him. That was just sad to see that happening. Next on the list, we got my boy Richard Sherman, man. We're going to talk about football. Let's talk about Richard Sherman getting the DUI. I don't like to be gossipy on here. We ain't Wendy Williams. Shout out to Wendy. I know she ain't right, but we ain't no Wendy Williams here, my boys. So let's be real. I don't really like to get in people's business, but I honestly didn't even know that Richard Sherman drank beer. He just comes off as like such a preppy guy that, you know, Stanford and all that. I didn't even think he would do something like get drunk and then get behind the wheel. I never even thought that Richard Sherman drank beer. And that's my honest opinion. I'm not even trying to be funny. This is not about making content. I honestly didn't think that Sherman, he doesn't come off as a dude that drinks or does any type of drugs. So hearing this was a big shock to me. I always liked Richard Sherman, especially when he went off on Crabtree. Even though Crab came to the Raiders and had a couple thousand-yard seasons, people forget that. But, you know, I always remember that. I mean, that was like 2014. Man, those were the days right there. But it's sad to see the situation. Hopefully he's all right. This is not a problem for him. These are not demons that he's running from or anything like that. And he could be all right. Glad nobody was hurt on the road. All it takes is one drunk driver, man, to take a lot from people, and people don't have no choice. They got to be on the road with you. So just Uber home, man. Just Uber home. Call an Uber. You'll be thankful later. You don't want to be like Henry Ruggs from the Raiders, man. You don't want to do something like that and cause a tragedy like that. So just take a Uber home, man. And it sucks for Richard Sherman. Still one of the greatest DBs. So, man, hopefully he gets that squared away and everything's good. Next on the list, we got J. Cole. No, you know what? Let's get into this because I've been really wanting to talk about this. Let's talk about P. Diddy and these allegations. But now that we got P. Diddy out there, let's combine them together because they're kind of doing the same things. Vince McMahon is also in there as a sexual deviant, degenerate, if you may say. It touches home for me just a little bit because these are two guys that I really like was inspired by when I was coming up, like late 90s, early 2000s. Bad Boy was still a big thing. You know, I always liked Biggie. Always liked Craig Mack. Always liked Mace. Like, Mace is one of my favorite rappers. So I always, you know, had love for Bad Boy. And then, you know, also for Vince McMahon, because wrestling, honestly, was a big part of my childhood. For me, I loved wrestling. I watched it every Thursday. This is when it was on UPN, when they had the old school big SmackDown at ramp with the big O's on it. And then it jumped to the fist. So, you know, and it Monday Night Raw. But for me, I never had money, so we didn't have cable. So I had to go to my grandma's to watch Raw. My nana's to go watch Raw. Now she's the only one that had cable. But always SmackDown. You know, for sure, always SmackDown. And it was a big part of my life. Hold on. Oh, man, I had to sneeze. Sorry about that. But definitely a big part of my life coming up and growing up. And I actually got to go to WrestleMania 21 in Holly in the Staples Center. At the Staples Center, and that's the Super Bowl, man. You into wrestling? That's the best. That's the that gets no bigger than that. WrestleMania 21 goes Hollywood, L.A., the Staples Center. This is Shaq and Kobe. Man, it was a time to be alive. I got to go. Shout out to Bob Dukes for getting me the tickets. That was a big part of my life, man. And it just sucks that. Vince is, you know, under these allegations. They got him out of there real quick. Made him sell his company real quick. They must have knew this was coming down the pipeline, and the P. Diddy things look like it's just picking up more steam with the more people see how fast he settled, and it really kind of shows what this young lady was saying was definitely some truth behind it. So, and with Vince, more stuff is coming out as well. Like I said, I don't think they would have got rid of him so fast, but the way things might be proven later, I think they did it for a reason. And it sucks, man. Those are two people that I really looked up to, and they provided a lot of entertainment for my young life when I was coming up. So sad to see that, but, you know, hopefully justice is served. And the truth comes out, we can really know what's going on there with those situations right there. So, on next, we got the Trump shoes. The Trump shoes came out. Fuck, man. Them gold things, Fat Joe got a pair. Oh, man, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I would probably wouldn't get those. They ain't like something that I would want to rock. It got to be fly for me to want to rock. I wasn't really feeling those, you know. And I don't hate anyone designs some, whether I like them, don't like them. If it's fire, it's fire. And that's how I feel about it. But you know what? It is what it is. It's the Shiesty Show. I'm your host, Matt. We coming back. Check it out. Episode 31.